This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House of Representatives has impeached U.S. President Donald Trump. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more. And as I said, Ryan Brooks has more. We'll actually get back to Ryan in just a few minutes. In the meantime, it's unclear how quickly the process will move to the Senate for the trial. AP's Sagar Mughani will have more on that coming up in just a moment. Russia's Interfax news agency reports that five people are being treated for injuries after a shooting incident near the FSB security headquarters in Moscow. One FSB employee was killed in the attack. China's vice foreign minister met U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, in Beijing on Thursday. The two exchanged views on promoting denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. Biegun arrived in Beijing after holding talks with officials in South Korea and Japan earlier this week. Pakistan says India has deployed medium-range missiles in the disputed Kashmir area, allegedly to stage a cross-border military attack and harm regional peace. Pakistan's foreign minister says he has written to the United Nations Security Council to share Islamabad's concerns about what it perceives as the threat New Delhi poses to regional security. Hong Kong protesters rallied outside diplomatic missions on Thursday to urge foreign governments to follow the United States' lead and pass human rights bills. Legislation the protesters hope will put pressure on Beijing and support the pro-democracy campaign. Meanwhile, Hong Kong police say they have arrested four people on suspicion of money laundering. And they have frozen $70 million in assets. They say the money is being used to support the anti-government protesters. In a speech written by Boris Johnson and delivered in Parliament by Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's Prime Minister unveiled his plans to end the Brexit deadlock. He's also going to focus on health care as the new year continues. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.